This week we read about Matan Torah, the revelation of Har Sinai, where Hashem communicated the Seres HaDibros to Klal Yisrael. The fourth commandment is Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. In Parshas Vayeschanan, the Torah repeats the Seres HaDibros, but this time it's a slightly different version. Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos, guard the day of Shabbos. So what's the difference? Why the deviation? So in the vernacular, an observant Jew is called a Shomer Shabbos Yid. Shomer Shabbos in this context means that they guard the Shabbos not to violate any of its 39 malachas. However, on a deeper level, Shomer means to anticipate. Va'aviv Shomer is Adavar. You long and yearn a whole week and you have a burning desire for Shabbos to arrive. You look forward and prepare all week for the arrival of Shabbos. And when Shabbos finally arrives, you greet the Shabbos instead of Shabbos greeting you. Even before Shabbos arrives, you're waiting and ready and eager to greet the Queen, the Shabbos Hamalka. This personifies the ultimate Shomer Shabbos. We find this idea in Parshas Vayishlach, where Rachel Amenu gave birth to her second son. She named him Ben Oini, the son of my suffering. Va'aviv Karla Binyamin. And Yaakov named him Binyamin. And the question is, by the first 11 Shvatim, the mother named the baby. Why now did Yaakov decide to give his own name? Was Yaakov not satisfied with Rachel's name? So there are two distinct methods of chinuch. You can tell your child you must follow the way of the Torah, because look how much your grandparents sacrificed while they were going through the war. You can't imagine the mysterious nefesh they had on a daily basis just to stay alive so that they could perpetuate future generations that will be from and be shomer Torah mitzvahs. And you're going to throw all this away? And when they arrived to America, they lived in poverty just so they could be shomer Shabbos. Just think of how much pain and suffering you will cause us all if you deviate from that path. Rachel used this approach. She said, Ben Oini, you are the son of my misery and despair. I sacrificed my life for you so that you can be alive today. So you better live up to that standard. A life of mesiras nefesh for Yiddishkeit. Yaakov told Rachel, you want to give them the guilt talk? You want them to do things just to make you happy? That might work for a while, but that method is not sustainable. Yaakov Avinu called on a different strategy. He named his son Binyamin. The Pasuk says, Le Binyamin Amar Yedid Hashem. Tell them that Hashem is your Yedid. Hashem loves you. Show them that Torah is sweet and enjoyable. Torah is our guide to live the most pleasurable life possible. Yid is not a Shomer Shabbos in the sense that we need to guard the Shabbos. 25 hours that we need to get through. 25 hours without technology. So we try to minimize the pain by waiting until the last possible moment to be Mekabel Shabbos. The ideal is Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos. We remember Shabbos all week. We are excited about Shabbos. Shabbos is the highlight of our week. With that, I'd like to share with you a personal story. A few years ago, my wife and I went to Eretz Yisrael to visit our children who were learning there in yeshiva at the time. On Shabbos afternoon, we were taking a walk, and as my wife turned the corner, she slipped and broke her arm. She was in tremendous agony. She thought that she might need surgery, and we would have to cut our trip short. But we had an appointment on Sunday with the great tzaddik and mekubel, Rav Gamliel Rabinovitz. So we decided to brave it. Sunday afternoon, we were zoiche to go into Rav Gamliel, and he saw the cast on her hand, and she told him what happened. He said to my wife, let me ask you a question. When tzuzt ilecht Erev Shabbos? When do you light candles on Erev Shabbos? And she says, right by the zman. He tells her, if something bad happened to you on Shabbos, then it must be because you denigrated the covenant of Shabbos by not lighting before the zman of Shabbos. If you promise to learn two halachas of Shabbos every day and light every Erev Shabbos before candle lighting time, you will have a refuah shleima. My wife asked him, how much before the zman? And he said, my Rebbetzin lights a half hour before the zman. A few days later, we returned to New York and she had her hand checked by a specialist. And Baruch Hashem, surgery was not necessary. And from that day on, she learns Hilchas Shabbos every day and is careful to light about a half hour before the zman. The Chafetz Chaim said, people fly around the world seeking brachas from tzaddikim. But I have a bracha from the Torah. Vayivarech alekim es yom ha-shvi. Hashem himself blessed the Shabbos. Being a Shomer Shabbos in its optimum form merits you to a direct blessing from Hashem. Shabbos is the makar ha-bracha. Shabbos is the source for all of our blessings. More Shabbos, more blessings. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.